Hi, I'm Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
Learn with us as we tackle challenges faced by marketing and branding teams in the cannabis industry.
And laugh alongside us as we puff, puff, pass.
We are the Devil's Lettuce Ladies.
So did we ever decide, are we supposed to clap now?
We might as well.
For some reason, that's really loud. Okay. One, two, three.
We did it. We're real podcasters now.
That's what they're telling me.
Well.
Anyway.
How are you doing?
I'm here.
You're here? Things are good.
Feeling very overwhelmed. I have a lot of like
technology
around me, and it's freaking me out. But I'm good.
All right,
survived one holiday. Ready for the next?
We're ready for it. Well, we're going to talk about all that today, I think. But I can just go ahead and kick this off with, "Hi there, I am Lady Ganja,
and I'm the Midwest Canna Queen."
And today, you guessed it, we're talking about the holidays again.
You guessed it. This is all we have.
This is all we have is holiday content. But you may be having a party at your house. And, you know, if you want to make it 420 friendly, we've got some tips.
Yeah.
We've got some ideas and just general random shit to talk about.
I mean, really, it was just fun for me to Google like cannabis infused cocktails and find recipes for us to post.
I love it.
So let's, yeah, podcast about it. Anyways, but first, what you smoking?
Oh, well, we just did a few bong rips, if you can't tell.
Things are great.
Things are fine. That was gelati, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was good. That's kind of one of my, like, mainstay favorites.
Is it an energizer for you?
I don't know if I'd say energize, more as like creative energy. So that's good. I need that in my life.
I need to be doing something. If left to my own devices, this would make me question my life.
Oh.
Choices. It's one of those. Like,
okay.
But if I have something to do and like get after, it's super fun and I very much enjoy it. But yeah. I forgot. It's been a while since I've done gelati bong rips.
I love it because it's a descendant of gelato.
I know. Mm. So like basically yummy. I'm ready to start a house project right now.
Oh, what would
That's
you?
That's usually what happens.
What would you do?
I don't know. I mean, there's usually something going on.
Throw a 420 friendly party?
Oh, yeah. We should do that. I've already done the research.
Okay, so it's been a minute since I've done, like, a bong rip with you, at least.
Yeah.
That thing hits hard.
I love it so much.
It's large and in charge.
It's usually – bong rips are for weekends or recording a podcast.
True. I had, like, a little mini – bong. I think you've seen it.
Like your little bubbler?
Yeah, a little bubble. Yeah, because we bought it together at 420 More. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. That's when I got that one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Wow. The gelati did a number on us.
I've already had to replace the glass little thing that you fill it like three times because it breaks all the time.
Yeah, I tried to slide out and I was like doing it. Anyway.
Go on.
We love 420 and More. We just may not.
Yeah.
We haven't had this figured out. I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh, I have a little bubbler, and it kind of grosses me out that I can't see inside it to see if it's, like, clean. Like, I do my best to clean it, but, like...
Oh, I change my water out, like, daily. So, it's just... That's you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just
clean
in
your bong
general.
Water.
Yeah. But I could see like just not being able to see inside of it being gross. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
So I could never tell if it's clean. And then like, I don't know. I haven't pulled it out for a minute, but maybe I will.
Do you remember mine? I mean, mine's from college. It has shown up in some pictures of ours. That little white one with like the weed.
Oh, that's yes. A good little bubbler. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to like post that. But yeah. It's like, it's just a super simple, like.
It's just a ceramic little bong, like little bubbler. Ooh, it's a good one. That is from college. So it's old. So what I'm saying is it's old.
I mean, it's vintage.
So gelati bong rips, that's what we're smoking.
That's what we're smoking. And we are lit. So
yeah,
it's effective.
So we can podcast about it.
So we can podcast about
it. We should talk about our high thoughts.
Oh, it's that time again.
Yeah. So ready to hear our highest thoughts? This is where we find high ideas to text each other throughout weekends and then investigate them later on in a podcast. I haven't texted anything in a minute, but this was because my idea was only last night. So, but I don't want to go first. You go first.
Okay. So this made a lot more sense in my head. But do you ever realize that you say the word T-H-E, like you say it a little bit differently sometimes? Like, what is the average ticket? What are the dogs doing over there?
Oh,
right. The Ohio State. These are just sentences I wrote down to remember what to say. But like, what's up with that?
What defines which one you use?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. But
is it a regional thing?
It could be.
But like everybody says.
You do. So the perfect example on here is the Ohio State one. Because when you say that, you can literally picture the person on NFL being announced being like so-and-so, so-and-so, the Ohio State.
Yes. Disclaimer, I'm not a the Ohio State fan.
But
didn't want anyone to think
but it's
that.
Like, but I that's how I picture it. Yeah. You can see how they would do that. Yeah. So I don't know. Great question.
I feel like I could probably just like Google that, but it was kind of hard to you have to like say it to understand like what
right.
the confusion is. I don't know.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Anyway, these are the things that keep me up at night. What's your idea?
So every year I get very festive and think I should become a baker.
I've been watching Great British Baking Show, by the way, and I fucking love it.
Oh my God, it's so good. I mean, it ended last week. We watched the season finale on Friday. It was amazing.
I'm still like on, I've only watched one season.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching it all back like from the beginning.
It's so good. Anyways, so I send text messages to like my son, like, what do you want, you know, for Christmas cookies, whatever, talking. And then I'm like, well, I can make them and then we'll have them to like give out, or we have them on hand if we need something to take somewhere or whatever. And so we went through this list and we stumbled upon this recipe called Santa's Trash Cookie. It includes potato chips and pretzels and whatnot. And the very first recipe I saw, it was just like part of a list because I'm here for a list that I just have to click into. And then, of course, I hit too many articles in Delish. So like I couldn't keep. So you brought me here with this 12 list, but I only have 3 articles. I can only read 3 of your recipes. Now I'm mad.
Why are recipe sites the worst?
Now I'm mad. But anyway, so then as we start researching more on Santa's Trash Cookie, there are many variations, many reviews different. So we made them and then we were going to watch them up at Christmas Carol.
Love this. Love all of it.
The whole thing was that we were smoking RS-11 because I wanted to see if it was appropriate for us to smoke for pot.
If we could handle it.
Well, there's just been too many times where we've smoked something like my first time and then I'm like mute. Like I can't say a word.
Yeah.
And so I'm like I'm getting better, trying to get better at this.
We're professionals.
Try it before, you know. Try it out before you decide to blast it out. So anyway, Hashtag rot. That's a good one.
Yep. I'll hashtag it.
Thank you. Because I'm 75. Anyway, these trash cookies turned out terrible.
Oh, no.
I have the picture. They melted. I don't know. We don't know if we did something wrong. We don't know if the recipe was wrong. There's all of these different reviews. They were terrible. So, well,
hear me out. It's supposed to be a trash cookie, right? Like, so
it is, but I expected it to be able to like pick it up and eat it. And it just was like,
it just melted all into each other.
Yeah. And so, the one thing I will say, Muppet Christmas Carol, I mean, it's still amazing. And I loved every minute of it. Did not recognize as a young child all of the comedic gold that is in it with Gonzo. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's great.
It's been a minute since I've seen that. Is it on like Netflix or something?
It's probably Disney Plus. Okay. Isn't Muppets on that? I think so.
I think we have Disney Plus. I don't know.
All we do is watch Christmas movies every night.
I love that. We watched Elf the other night, which is my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Mm-hmm. We've watched that. We've watched The Holiday. We've watched Miracle on 34th Street. I mean, we've watched them all. We are in the thick of it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now I'm ready to do some puzzles. Anyways, so this is what happens is I get high and I do puzzles or I watch Christmas movies or I make these trash cookies. So recipe one did not turn out. We will not be returning to the trash cookie. I now have 4 other cookie recipes to try for the holidays.
Fuck yeah. I love that.
I'm going to be baking now. Anyway, that's what we have going on.
I love it. Well, let's take a quick break, eat a trash cookie, and then when we come back, we're going to talk all about hosting a 420 friendly holiday party and, I don't know, some other random shit that may come up.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
We're doing our best.
So we should totally throw a 420 party.
Let's do it. I mean, why not?
Why not?
I mean, everybody has parties where all you do is drink. Why can't there be a party where you just smoke?
Right. I think like a New Year's Eve 420 party would be fantastic.
Ooh. Yes.
I do have a friend. And it's their party is in February and it's like a fest, you know, whatever. It's their last name festival every year. This is the first year I'm able to go. However, I have heard amazing things about this party.
Wow.
And some of the things that they do apparently is what I found in this article. So,
okay.
We will link to this article of how to host the perfect cannabis party. It was so pretty. All the pictures in it, like, it's just a great, like,
I love that.
It makes me feel festive and I want to have a 420 party. But anyways.
What did they suggest?
They suggested to do one joint for every 2 people to encourage people to share and chat. And I just thought, oh, well, that's just lovely.
I love it.
So, but my friends, I have heard that they have like a green room that you go into and they just have ashtrays full of joints and stuff to pick up. And so like, wow. I love that idea. And that was the other thing was to have a joint tray, like a charcuterie board, but for joints.
I love that.
So like,
but also have a charcuterie board too, so that we can eat it after we smoke the joints.
And that is part of it is to have like all of these joints set out amongst small bites.
Oh, I love a small bite.
Mm-hmm.
I love a girl dinner.
I know. Oh, I do love a girl dinner. I was listening earlier about somebody was saying like the charcuterie board was out or whatever. And I'm like, it kind of is. I'm not as into it, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to still like
it's cheese
munch
and
on it.
Crackers and meats. What's not to love?
I love it. I know. Anyways, so that was part of, okay, charcuterie board, joints, those things. I liked it.
Yes.
So anyways, I'm going to link to this article that they said that, but we also had some other ideas of like infused ice for drinks, which I have ice trays that we have used for photo shoots in the past. truth be told, they never worked out great and they melted super fast. But like, yeah. I think if you're out, like, you know, if it's really cold outside or whatever, and you're making cold drinks, like, it'd be fine. But like, I, when I popped them out of the ice tray, it didn't take long before they were melted. But in theory, that would be a great idea.
I wish I remembered, like, what there's like a food photography hack for if you're going to make ice cubes, you put something in it so that it doesn't like it melt. So it doesn't melt. I don't know what that is. I'll try and figure it out.
I mean, that's a, I would love to know that, because I will say I, so
because they did, they melted so quick.
Well, and I was making them for like this podcast over the weekend, and I feel like I had heard somewhere that if you boil the water or something, that it should make everything crystal clear. That did not happen. And also, let me also just say, like, my water, it comes from like a water jug. It's not like I'm.
Yeah, you've got like the like mineral spring water or whatever.
And then I boiled it, and then I still had cloudy ice. So
my city water probably looked real bad.
So far, my hacks aren't working. I mean, this party's going to shit already.
No, it's not. There's still like all kinds of other things going right.
Anyways, then so yeah. I love, you know, go get a party pack of pre-rolls. I love the idea of walking into a room and just having an ashtray full of joints. Like that just sounds fantastic.
And I like kind of want to roll in myself so then I can like, you know, do like a little pretty.
Yeah.
A cone, though. I'm not rolling joints by myself.
Well, and I think that you can have you can have canvas out, let people roll their own or pick their own and do it, too. I think that's an also a great idea. That was the other thing, was making sure that there was enough lighters out, because everybody will end up snagging lighters. I thought that was a great idea.
Everyone will steal your lighter for sure. I have a very special lighter, and it has like a special cover on it. It's like a tin cover, and it has like a unicorn. It's vintage, and a friend got it for me in college. And I lost it once.
Oh, yeah.
I nearly lost my mind.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
But I keep that thing close to my chest. Don't ever try to steal it from me.
That's fantastic.
So what else? What else is happening at our party?
Yeah. Dedicated area for smoking. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like a cigar,
this is the best part about our place, is that like for my place, I just smoke joints. And like, it's fine. And I open up the house. So,
yeah,
because in all honesty, it's not like I really want to be outside, because it's, you know, I don't need anybody calling the cops because I'm smoking joints outside. So,
boo, Indiana.
So, smoke in the garage sometimes too, which I do have like a very, my garage is always set up to like hang out and smoke in, to be honest.
That's what I need to do to mine, because I feel bad just for my pets. Like, I don't like smoking a lot in the house because it irritates them. Mm-hmm. So I try to smoke outside if I can. I mean, I'll like smoke a one hitter like inside, but like joints.
In all honesty, in the middle of winter, I don't like doing it in the house much, because the windows don't get opened up. You don't air out the house. Like,
yeah.
Most any other time you can open up the house, but when it's going to be cold or whatever, that's not really the case. So
yeah,
that's part of the garage, because in the wintertime, and plus like my son will be home for like a month probably, and he's not going to want to just have this house being chuffed out every night. So yeah, and I respect that.
True. Yeah. I don't have any children to worry about, but my animals are my children. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want my babies to be getting secondhand smoke.
That makes sense. Back to this party that we're having.
This party, though. But, like, I would, like, turn your, like, if it's in the winter, your garage is a nice, like, place.
We do. That's what I've normally done. I've, like, our whole family, when we go places, we're all, you know, we all have garages that we hang out in. So, like, there's usually a heater, some form. Even my best friends, like, up north. Friday is like garage beers, and they have a heater in the garage, and we sit
all
out
I
there.
Want
exactly.
In my life is just garage beers.
It's so fun. So it's also where
why
you
is it so fun
smoke your weed
in a garage. Is this the Midwest in us?
It is the Midwest in us. But I do enjoy it.
Pounding a Miller Lite and 40-degree garage.
With a kerosene heater going in the middle.
It's not a fire hazard at all.
No, everything's perfect.
It's fine. Have a, for your party, just have like a fire extinguisher ready just in case.
Yeah. Well, now I would like to think that some of like you have like the outside heater that you can turn on like those lamp things.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice. Whatever. I would love to get one of those.
Well, and if you're having a big party and it's 420 friendly and it is cold out, do that because you can even rent them. So
true.
That way you don't have to have people smoking weed in your house if that's not what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, options. Anyway, I love it. Moving on. non-infused treats. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Floral.
Yeah. I mean, you should have some regular stuff. If like if you're just making like an infused meal, have something that's maybe not infused in case somebody, yes, you know, agreed, doesn't want to eat a bunch of infused stuff.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Also, shout out to Floral. Delta 8 beverages,
mm-hmm,
or regular THC beverages, really any sort of beverage is a great like party option as like an edible that's not gonna like knock you on your ass.
Yes, exactly. Maybe we yeah, shout out
and use those if they're infused.
Oh, the
careful
ice cubes.
What ice cubes you're using.
That's true too. Yeah. I can't wait. I want to know. I need a couple songs from your playlist.
I know. Well, here's the thing is that I'm going to have to grab my phone for this. Okay. So I made a playlist,
mm-hmm,
of like essential like songs that talk about smoking weed, songs about 420. I mean, there's like every genre. There's like Black Sabbath. There's Willie Nelson. There's Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa.
Nice.
I'm trying to figure out what the best way of sharing this with everyone, because my Spotify is like in my real name. do I make a Lady Ganja Spotify? Possibly.
Yes.
Or just like list out the songs.
Oh, you could just list out the songs.
That's true.
Unless we have, oh, I mean, can't we make that's probably something we can do. We use them for the podcast.
Oh shit.
Why don't we utilize our tools?
Oh my God. We're figuring it out, folks. We're figuring it out.
I mean, we probably pay for the service. We can probably do that somehow.
Yeah, I will. That's on me to figure that out. But, you know, just some ideas of what's on here.
Yeah.
Smoke Two Joints by Perfect. Sublime.
Oh, such a good one.
Mary Jane by Rick James.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Me Up, Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg. And Kris Kristofferson and someone else. I'm not going to play that right now. Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar. Legalize It, Peter Tosh. It's fun.
Good. I love it.
It's like kind of I make a playlist for myself every single like season of my life. And I've been doing it since I was like.
So what you're telling me is for your every era, you have a playlist.
No joke. For every era, I have a playlist. Like, cause you know, music like is tied to your memory so much. So mm-hmm. When you go back and like listen to it, like I don't know. I'm a weirdo. But anyway, I've been using Spotify since like 2012 or something like that. So there's just like hundreds of playlists. So it was like a combination of just stuff that I had, like other playlists that I found out there that are like weed playlists. So
how long is it and how many songs are on there?
Okay. It is, now I've lost it. Come back. 420. It is an hour and 55 minutes.
Perfect. How many songs?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay. Here's where I'm terrible at making a playlist because I stuff it. Like it'll be like an 8-hour playlist.
Oh.
Well, because I did a playlist for like we went on vacation, like the family. So I made a playlist for us to listen to. We were going to concerts and stuff. So it was like just easy. Throw this on. And it was. I think we listened to it, and I don't know that we ever made it even through the playlist because it was. I'm terrible at that. Anyways, moving on.
I love a long playlist. I mean, I feel like you could play that like twice. Like, let's say you have people over for like 3 or 4 hours, you just roll through that playlist twice.
Perfect. Love that. Okay.
Or do whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And then also play games, and we have Cards Against Humanity with the Weed Pack. One of them is everyone is staring at you because you're, and then you have all of these answers.
Hi.
Yeah. One of these answers is eating all the skin off of a rotisserie chicken. I mean, this is pure gold. Anyway, so I will say my friends and I over the past couple of years, we have started playing Cards Against Humanity like at the end of the night. Like once, you know, like you have a party or whatever, and then like people leave, and then it's like just you, like six, and you're like, let's play this. And we laugh so fucking hard. So I highly recommend.
Is that the weed pack?
This is the weed pack. Yeah. So
shout out.
Anyways. And then any other game like catchphrase, Jenga, whatever. My cousin makes these like big Jenga sets, and we've given them away as like wedding presents and stuff. They're so flipping awesome. Those are cool. Super fun.
There's not play anything complicated. Like I have enough of a hard time. Like, and I didn't come from a card playing family. Euchre evades me. Like even when I'm stone cold sober, trying my hardest to learn how to play euchre,
can't do it.
Just flies right past me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about my brain. I just can't comprehend card games.
Do you know, I learned how to play that drinking and like actually playing it. But I think that was the act of drinking or something doing like, and it was, I was young, but now, and I don't play it as often as I like to because it's hard for me to get like four people that would want to play it. Cause either you have too many people or not enough.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love euchre though. I mean, my boyfriend and I were playing Rummy, like, on the daily.
I feel like I could play Rummy if I was stoned.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, not really. We find that we stop, like we discard cards that can be played a lot. But just for, like, two people, that's a fun one. I don't know. Anyways, back to this. What are we doing? We're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast. This is the What Games We Like podcast.
We're trying to throw a party and all I'm talking about is a two-person game. Like, you can't even, like, that's such a dumb thing to do at a party.
I mean.
No Rummy.
Some people may only have one friend. I don't know. this is for parties of all sizes.
It is for parties of all sizes. Get yourself a weed tonic and play Rummy. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, what else should you do?
Oh, setting the scene in your green room of mini nests, blankets, pillows, cozy surfaces for you to smoke the weeds on.
Let everyone get cozy.
Mm-hmm. But I also do have cocktails. So one was the ginger rabbit, and we'll share that.
Yum. Let's see if I can get to it. Yeah, I want to hear what's in this.
Well, I didn't say that this was easy to make either. I just played some Google research. So fresh ginger peeled and sliced, 2 ounces fresh pressed apple juice. Wow, this is fancy.
Wow.
Carrot juice, fresh lemon juice, and then ginger simple syrup with there's a recipe, and that's what's infused.
Holy shit.
So, and then with ginger beer to top and whatever, stuff for garnish. It's a very fancy drink and it looks really nice, but it was the simple syrup. You put 3 grams of decarbed cannabis into when you were making.
Okay.
So it was the simple syrup. And we'll post the thing.
Yeah, any chefs
and
out
the
there?
The reason why I liked the... We can even like scratch, like, great recipe, but it is very involved. But at Thanksgiving, we had a like signature cocktail that was a gin rosemary like drink.
Ooh.
And we made this rosemary simple syrup. So that's what, when I saw this, I was like, oh, well.
Well, like, you can make that, like, they're like fresh pressed apple. Who the fuck has apples that they're pressing? Like,
nobody.
Just go get regular apple juice. Like, right. Is that really going to ruin the drink?
Absolutely
like-
not. Which is what
they're
I
like
do.
Fresh pressed. Every juice needs to be fresh pressed.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, you can buy it at the store.
Then the other thing, I've got an article to share, but it just, these weren't, you know, most of our listeners are from Michigan or whatever. Some of this stuff, though, you can't find. I think you can find most of this in Illinois. But these infused cocktails with like Can, which we've tried.
Mm-hmm. Oof, yeah, they're good.
I love Can.
Yeah.
I did not know Not Your Father's Root Beer or whatever that drink was. I think I had heard that they had a THC drink, but was reminded in here that they have a root beer THC drink. So they have a root beer float thing in here.
Oh my God.
So, you know, shit. What I'm saying is just have a signature cocktail, and if you can infuse it, I have a recipe for you. And if not, buy yourself some.
Get some Can.
I personally would do like, I would just do like a shot of like that tonic or whatever.
Oh yeah, because you could easily mix that and make a big like, batch.
Yeah. Either your soda stream or like a vodka soda if you wanted alcohol with it.
Well, since we're talking about the holidays, the Midwest Canna Queen got me a gift for it's a wedding / holiday gift. And it was very sweet, but it is a soda stream and I am so excited to use it. It's so cute.
It's so fun. Like, oh my God.
Do I make infused water?
Yeah, do it. Please. Because remember when Select had the drops? I haven't seen those in a while. I don't even know if they still make them.
No, I don't know what's up with Select. I know they got like purchased by.
Well, Curaleaf owned them, I thought.
I don't know.
It whatever.
It's been a mile. Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that was a fun, we definitely did holiday cocktails with that 1 year, like two years ago.
Yeah. That was pretty good too. Like it was good taste.
I think Michigan does not want the beverage market to take off.
I don't get it.
Because there's so much fun to have with it, but like just isn't.
Yeah.
I would love.
It's expensive.
It is expensive. But it's super fun and necessary for your 420 friendly holiday party.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a question. Do you offer alcohol at your 420 party?
I mean, I would because I am over 40 years old and an adult and you should be able to figure that out. However, I have recently, within the past 5 years, I can tell you I have been to a party where somebody had been drinking and then decided to smoke like after I showed up and then ended up throwing up in the bathroom. But that wasn't my problem.
No, I mean, that's happened to me too, where I've gotten people a little too high. Well, I mean, at some points I'm just like, I'm just going to put this joint out because like, I don't want to, because I know if people have been drinking heavily, I'm like, I don't know if they can handle it. It makes me feel like I'm going to barf if I'm too drunk and I smoke a joint. So I'm not going to subject that to anyone else.
Yeah, but I expect for others to know that. I mean,
true.
That's what it is.
No
now,
limits.
If here's the thing, I also on the flip side, if you want to come up to me and talk about cannabis at a 420 party and be like, I haven't used in forever, I've been drinking, I would say to you, let's try this a different time. Like, I'm not going to also be like, just lead you blindly, like you should know better. Like if you're experimenting, absolutely. But so yeah, a lot of my friends drink and also smoke or whatever. So I think that I would definitely have alcohol there
for sure
as well.
Same.
Yeah.
I always have like, I mean, if you're having any party at your house, make sure you have plenty of drinks for people.
Yeah.
And well, water. Stay hydrated.
Perfect. Anyways. What are we doing now?
Well, I think it's time for our last segment, Puff or Pass, but we will take a quick break first.
Perfect. Anyway.
All right, I think it's time for our last segment, Puff or Pass. And this is where we battle it out to determine which cannabis trends are in. Well, scratch that. Which anything is in and which ones are out.
Yeah.
If we puff, that means we like it. And if we pass, that means we're not into it. So this week.
It's also usually a high idea.
It's, you know, it changes often.
Right.
So this week we're going to light up taking your shoes on or off at someone else's house.
So
I have feelings.
I bet you do. I usually will just take my shoes off at somebody else's house. And I've read the statistic and I know it's disgusting. I am terrible at this, but I wear my shoes all the time. And I need to just have inside shoes. My sister-in-law has inside shoes.
Yes.
But I don't.
Like slippers.
Yeah. So go on. Tell me. Go on your rant.
Oh, this is my time to rant now. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, in the spirit of holiday gatherings, people are coming in, bringing in snow and sleet and dirt and feces and bacteria.
So I will say I also have salt. All hard floors. So it's also not – I think it doesn't bother me as much because – for the most part, if you're in my house, you're on a hard surface and I clean that on the regular.
But what if you like have your socks on and you step in a wet puddle?
That's disgusting. So like agreed. So it should be like universal.
Yes. I am definitely passing on shoes on in the house.
I'm currently wearing my shoes as we're sitting in
here. Yeah, but this is your own house. You can do whatever you want at your own house.
Right.
At my house. And I do have a lot of carpet.
Right.
Which is like the gross part. But like, here's the thing. If I'm having a bigger party, like our Halloween party.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal because I'm going to be probably like really cleaning those carpets afterwards.
Right. Exactly.
But I always like appreciate it when people take their shoes off.
Yes. I will tell you, my aunt has gone as far as to like when she wants you to take your shoes off, but she actually has a basket of like slippers or something for you to put on.
I should do that.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, she offers up like you're not going to be freezing and you don't have to just walk around in bare feet or whatever. Like there's another thing. So
yeah.
It's funny that you should mention that though, because this is a time of like depending on where you're at or what you're doing, like am I always wearing socks? It's so funny because normally I would be like all boot socks as much as possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also get dressed up and you're fancy or whatever. And so you could be in some nice shoes and then you get to somebody's house after party or whatever. And then you have to – literally this morning I was like painting my toenails because I was like, you have no idea what is going to happen over the next 3 weeks. I am ready. I am here for holiday parties is what I'm saying. I'm showing up for them.
That's a good reminder. I do need to like do that too because I have some cute outfits I need to wear to holiday gatherings. And I know. And that's like, especially with like parties, like I'm more lenient, but I'm always like my family gets annoyed with me because I'm like, can you take off your fucking shoes? And then people are like, but your dogs are like running everywhere. But like my dogs aren't walking to gas stations or going to public bathrooms.
No.
They are gross though.
They are gross.
I do wipe their feet if they get muddy or dirty.
100%.
And they get baths often. Anyway, passing.
Yeah. I think that once again, as an adult, show up ready to take off shoes.
Oh, yeah.
We are living in a post-COVID world. I would think that, like, this is just whatever.
Yeah.
At other people's houses.
Not in America, I think, but, like, anywhere else it is.
But, like you said, I'm kind of the same of, like, if we're having a big party. Like, I can promise you my New Year's Eve parties here, I don't think that people – if they – you know what? I actually think – I think that they like brought over slippers because they plan to spend the night and stuff like that. But in my my head, I feel like my New Year's Eve parties, we just also like I would have had you just keep your shoes on because it was a party or whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody always is here to stay the night. And so, no, they probably brought slippers and stuff because again, we're 75.
Also, yeah, get comfy. Like if I'm inviting you over to my house, like I want us to like get comfy on the couch. Like I like, you know, I don't want shoes on my couch too. So.
Right.
Take them off. Get snuggly under a blanket or a dog.
Yeah, I am pretty good about – there are times that, especially in, like, the winter, I have carried, like, a pair of socks in my purse just as, like, a go-to in case I needed them.
Oh, yeah. I'm always ready to be cozy.
That's weird, but I've done it.
No.
Anyway.
It's totally normal.
Is it that?
Anyway, are you prepared for the holidays? We hope we helped.
Take your fucking shoes off.
Take your fucking shoes. I want to get a doormat that says that, but would that be aggressive?
I mean, I'm here for it. Take your fucking shoes off. I think that's fine.
I love it. Or I want to get one that says, in this house, we listen to Taylor's version.
Ooh, that's amazing.
I know. Etsy has them if you're interested.
You already got your Christmas present?
Oh, shit. I sure did. Anyway.
Anyways.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
All the stuff.
When we do this again, it's going to be 2024.
Is it? Oh, shit.
Well, that's insane.
Wow.
Anyways. We've
almost been doing this for a year.
I know. Anyway. Thank you for listening and hanging out with us.
If you like what you heard today, please tell your friends and then rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon.
Follow us on Instagram at The Devil's Lettuce Ladies, on Twitter at Lettuce Ladies, or on our website at thedevilslettuceladies.com.
Until next time, flower to the people.
And smoke the patriarchy.